So Jesus Christ reveals in all that he do and says, in all that he does and says, the face of God, the full truth about God, the truth about his mercy, about his kindness, about his unchanging love for his children, that is for each one of us, for the good and the bad, without any distinction. And today's gospel reveals that love of God, especially for the weak, for the brokenhearted. So I hope that we still remember that beautiful verse from last Sunday that was sung between in the psalm, the response, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." And the gospel today shows how close God is to the brokenhearted, the leper in the gospel, in this episode, was truly broken in his heart. Let us try to imagine his situation. On the one hand, he is sick of leprosy, so his body is slowly getting rotten and decaying. But at the same time, as we heard in the first reading, he's not allowed to live with the community. He's excluded from the community. He's excluded from coming to the temple, from praising God with the community, from worshiping God, because he is unclean due to that leprosy. So that had to be something really very, very tough, even dreadful for that man, for such a person who was afflicted with leprosy. And on the top of that, it was also said in the law of Moses that such a person was not to be touched by anybody, even by his loved ones, because anybody who would touch such an unclean person would also inflict uncleanness, would become unclean. So he was almost totally left to himself. He had a reason to feel totally abandoned. But the truth is that he was not abandoned, because God was always close to him. And in Jesus Christ we see how close God was, and he is, to everyone who is broken in his heart, who is suffering from any kind of illness or any kind of problem or situation. So when the leper learns about Jesus, he comes to him with that hope that Jesus has the power to change his life. And so he comes with this request: "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Let us see that he doesn't ask for being healed, but for being cleansed. If he's cleansed, then he can come back to the house of God and worship God and praise God with the community. Of course, when he asked Jesus for being cleansed, that includes also healing, but his emphasis is, clean me, please, so I can worship God. I can again stand in the house of God with the whole community. That was the first concern of that leper in today's gospel. Make me clean. In our words today, we could say, Lord, make me holy. Purify me, sanctify me, so I can praise you. I can stand in front of you and worship you and give you thanks. That is the request of that leper. And so Jesus, seeing his heart, although it was not necessary, but he touches this leper. So he doesn't care that he can be made unclean. Anyway, he knows that he has the power to purify, that he is stronger than any uncleanness, because he is all holy. But also to show others, to show those who were around him, to show his power, he touches that leper that was quite abominable in the eyes of the Jews. He touches him and he cleans him, and he cleanses him. So it is how close God is to those who are broken, who turn to him. So the response to the psalm today, I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. On the one hand, God is close to us when we are broken, but the question is, are we close to God when we are in a trouble? Do we turn to God like that leper into this gospel when we are in our troubles? The experience of everyday life teaches us that in illness, it is what also we find in the Catholic Church, I mean in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that in illness man experiences his powerlessness, his limitations, and his finitude. Every illness can make us glimpse death. And then the Catechism goes on to say, illness can lead us to anguish, self-absorption, sometimes even despair and revolt against God. So not always in our troubles we are close to God, even though God is always close to us, because we can fall into this temptation of self-absorption, self-pity, or even sometimes despair or revolt against God. So it is so important for us to keep in mind and to ask God for the grace to remember that truth, especially when we will find ourselves in our troubles, that God is close to me. So then I will be able to turn to him and to look for him, to look for his mercy. So I will, like this leper, will let him touch me. And so his holiness will cleanse me, will sanctify me in my troubles. Troubles, of course, are not a very nice situation, but it can be very good for us. It can be truly very good. And again, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we read that illness can make a person more mature, helping him discern in his life what is not essential, so that he can turn toward that which is essential. Illness becomes a way to conversion. So illness can be also an opportunity for us to grow in faith, in humility, to grow in our adherence to God. Our troubles, if we look at them from the point of view of God, from His perspective, our troubles can be a blessing. It is a grace also in every trouble, just only we have to turn to God to find it. So from that leper in today's gospel, let us learn to turn to God in every Holy Mass. We allow Jesus to touch us in Holy Communion. So in today's Holy Mass, in every Holy Mass, as we receive Him, let us ask Him, Jesus, sanctify me. Let your touch change my mind, my will, my heart. And the last thought I'd like to share with you is because most of us, or I think maybe even everybody of us, although maybe not always we realize it, but we have our troubles, spiritual, mental, physical, of any kind, trouble with ourselves, with others. And maybe for a long time we pray to God and ask, God, please change my life, transform my life, or transform the life of my loved one. Sanctify me or sanctify my loved one. And we cannot see any effects. And then we can be tempted to doubt, to get discouraged. Because I've been praying for so long, I've been coming to Holy Mass, and touching Jesus, and He touches me, and I cannot see any change. So then, what should I do? How should I see this kind of situation? So, Saint Faustina Kowalska, one day, she complained to Jesus about what He was doing with her spiritual director, with her confessor. On the one hand, Jesus was expecting from her confessor to get involved in the spreading of divine mercy. But at the same time, that priest was facing a lot of troubles, a lot of suffering and obstacles. So he couldn't accomplish the will of God. And so Saint Faustina was asking, why, Jesus, you don't help that man? You want him to do your will, but it seems that you make it more difficult for that priest. And this is what Jesus said to Saint Faustina. It is how he answered her question, her complaint. By day and by night, my gaze is fixed upon him, and I permit these adversities in order to increase his merit. I do not reward for good results, but for the patience and hardships undergone for my sake. So what Jesus says is, in his eyes, what truly matters is not our successes, but our faithfulness, our perseverance. So, when we attempted to discouragement, or maybe to doubt in the power of God, in His love for us, let us also keep in mind these words of Jesus spoken to Saint Faustina. What really matters in the eyes of God, it is our faithfulness, perseverance, not our successes, not so much our achievements. So let us continue like that, leaping to this gospel, turning to God, turning to Jesus, and asking Him patiently, Jesus, touch me again, and heal me again, sanctify me again. our healing, our cleansing, perhaps needs more time than in the case of the leper in today's gospel. So with trust and confidence, let us praise God in this Holy Mass. And when we receive Him in Holy Communion, with great confidence, let us ask Him, Jesus, you sanctify me. Let your touch sanctify my mind, my heart, my whole being. Now let us profess our faith.